Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Everton's continuing decline with Alan Irwin. Morning to you, Al.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, thank you. It is a decline that shows no sign of halting at the moment.
No, the facts don't lie, do they, Steve? When you're sitting on 8 points from 10 matches, unfortunately, if you equate that to a full season, I'm afraid that's a relegation place, effectively. So there's no doubt, massive improvement is needed. And you get to the stage now, 10 games in, where you're a quarter of the way through the season at least. It really is a case of getting points on the board, and it's almost that stage where you say any sort of win will do. You know, it doesn't matter about performance. It's just getting points on the board to give the lads some sort of mentality and belief that they can take forward into the next game and the one after. So it's getting to the stage where you can't lie and hide away from the fact that that they are in a battle. A couple of wins would really change the picture, but we've been saying that for quite some time now, haven't we?
Just two wins in 10 league matches, yeah. 20 goals conceded as well. Yeah. They're tough stats to take.
Yeah, it goes back further if you look towards the end of last season as well, Steve, and they're not keeping clean sheets. The only one they had in the Premier League was in the opening game against Stoke at Goodison Park. So despite the heroics at times of Jordan Pickford, there's nothing really to protect him at the moment from what's coming at Everton. And the way they played yesterday was symptomatic of the season so far, really. They can have an awful lot of the ball, but they don't really do an awful lot with it. Possession stats, you can read what you like into them, and time after time Everton can have more possession than the opposition, but really they don't penetrate. They don't really create clear openings. You know what we've been talking about for the vast majority of the summer and into the season is the fact that they haven't got a proven goal scorer, somebody who can lead the line with real experience and get them sort of 15 goals from a striker's perspective. You weren't going to replace Romelu Lukaku that easily, and his goals were always going to be missed. So it's a really difficult one for Everton because, I believe in Dominic Calvert-Lewin can develop into a very good player, but, he's not effective enough to lead the line at the moment and grab Everton, 10 to 15 goals as a striker.
And we've also been talking about pace, haven't we, all season.
Yeah.
And that was sort of shown up through the first Leicester goal. Lost it deep in their own half. Didn't have the pace to actually just catch Leicester, who were on the break.
Yeah, I suppose the cynic would say that there were two opportunities to take Damari Gray out of the game for Tom Davis and Idrissa Gueye with the challenges. But, Damari Gray's got a real turn of pace, and it was a beautifully worked goal on the break, so to speak. But Everton should have been wary of exactly what pace Leicester have in their lineup. I'm sure, they worked on these sort of situations, but to pile men forward for the free kick and then be caught on the break like that was right up Leicester's street, wasn't it? That's exactly how they love to play. They were very effective at it a couple of seasons ago when they were winning the league title. So Everton would have known how they could be exploited, and unfortunately they fell into the trap, really. So it was a bit of naivety, I think, more than anything on their part. And I think you're getting to the stage now, Steve, where Everton just need to set up in a match not to be beaten and to try and eke out maybe just a point or try and win a game themselves on the break. But unfortunately they haven't got the pace themselves to counter quickly as other teams can. So you're caught between a rock and a hard face, really, as to what David Unsworth can actually do with those players that he's got at his disposal.
Do you think he thought it was going to be this hard, Al? I mean, I'm seeing headlines already today, under pressure, David Unsworth, after a couple of games.
You're only ever, four games on the trot in the Premier League now, and you're sacked, Steve. That is the reality of the situation in the high-profile, financial Premier League world that we live in. I'm sure he understood that it was going to be difficult. He's tried to put his own stamp on it already in a certain way, hasn't he, with the sides that he's named in each of the games that he's been in charge, immediately, bombing out, so to speak, the bigger name captures. Zygotsen was on the bench yesterday. Davy Klassen and Sandro Ramirez were nowhere to be seen. I know Michael Keane's got an injury and that's why he was missing. But, you know, he did the same on Wednesday at Stamford Bridge in that League Cup tie. So I think he believed in more of the youngsters than Ronald Koeman certainly did, you know, playing John Joe Kenny and bringing in Benny Beningame. So in that sense, he's got trust in them and prepared to start with Tom Davis. And an awful lot of Evertonians have been asking and crying out for that this season. So in that sense, I can understand what he's trying to do. But I don't know. It's difficult that, you know, David Unsworth says he wants the job. And obviously he does. He's a passionate Evertonian. But, you know, the passion can only get you so far, Steve. You know, you've got the players at your disposal that you've got to work with. And that is it. And you know, I'm looking at the situation now and thinking, how are Everton going to extricate themselves from what's becoming very, very problematic? You know, Watford are no pushovers at Goodison Park on Sunday. I think Everton would dearly love to get something from the Leon game just to give them that confidence boost, and belief that we talk about all the time. Because if they did get a result at Leon, which is in itself, you know, a massive ask because they're flying in France at the moment with another win yesterday to take them further up the table and pushing for the top themselves. You know, they're a very good side, and it's going to be a real difficult task for Everton over there. But, you know, Watford at Goodison, how do Everton set up for that? It's questions that all the Evertonians are going to be wanting asked this week, but David Unsworth's got an awful lot to ponder over.
I like David Unsworth, really nice guy, got Everton at heart, very passionate about the club. He's got all the things you'd want, but he doesn't have the necessary levels of experience. And for me, if they give it to David Unsworth, they've completely reassessed their targets in the space of just a couple of months.
I think so, Steve. I think, you know, I've used the phrase already today, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. And I think this is the situation with Everton at the moment. Should they go for David Unsworth, and a number of Evertonians, quite a fair few, to say the least, would want that to happen because of, you know, his sort of standing within the club in terms of being a former player, etc. We've heard all, you know, the stats previously that only ever, you know, former players have won anything in charge of Everton. Would David Unsworth have that relevant experience to get them out of the situation that they're in?
So are you after a firefighter now, or are you after someone who's still going to achieve the aims?
I think a firefighter is something that Everton can maybe look at short term, because they are in trouble with what they've got, and you need somebody to give them that sort of stature, really, a man who can get them out of a situation. I know people talk about the likes of Sam Allardyce and that, who comes in firefighting and that. It sounds stupid, but I've already said Everton need to set up now not to be beaten. Maybe the fans need to look away from the longer-term perspective of a manager. You know, if Thomas Tuchel comes in, you know, what does he know about the Premier League and how to get Everton out of a situation like this? Absolutely zilch. I think the chairman would probably appoint David Unsworth tomorrow. I think Bill Kenwright would go down that route. I think Farhad Moshiri is exact opposite and would want to bring in a real, real experienced manager who can take Everton not just away from this situation, but move them on longer term.
And you'd have to say that more of the say is with Moshiri. And that's why why Koeman was sacked earlier in the season.
He's the majority shareholder, Steve. He holds the reins, really, and pulls the strings, really, even controlling the purse strings as well at Everton. So I think his say is really going to be what matters longer term for Everton. But it's going to be another, you know, big week before the international break. And if Everton head into that on the back of you know, a couple of defeats. You know, a defeat in Lyon or anything other than a victory, you know, means they're basically out of that Europa League anyway. But more importantly, Premier League status is absolutely paramount, isn't it, for every Evertonian. You know, if they go into our international break on the back of defeat at Watford, it's going to be a miserable couple of weeks heading into what's looking like a dark winter for Evertonians.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.